Well, let's turn now to some breaking news out of Washington and that temporary government funding bill that the Senate approved yesterday. In just the last hour, House Speaker Paul Ryan emerged from a meeting with the president at the White House and said this.
We just had a very long, productive meeting with the president. The president informed us that he will not sign the bill that came over from the Senate last evening because of his legitimate concerns for border security. So what we're going to do is go back to the House and work with our members. We want to keep the government open, but we also want to see an agreement that protects the border.
Joining us now is NPR White House reporter Aisha Roscoe. Aisha, well, this is not the way that this was supposed to go. There's a Friday night midnight deadline to pass a funding bill in order to avert a shutdown. And now this, what's going on?
Well, it seems that President Trump has come out and said he's not going to vote for or he's not going to sign legislation that does not include funding for a border wall. Just yesterday, you had Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying that there's not going to be a shutdown. And you had the Senate pass this kind of stopgap measure that would fund the government through February. But it did not include funding for a border wall. And a lot of critics, there were a lot of critics of that and who are usually big supporters of President Trump. So you had people like Rush Limbaugh and other conservative commentators saying that Trump folded it and that he will have this will be a big loss for him if he signs it. So it seems like President Trump is kind of heeding those warnings and trying to get something done.
Yeah, the conservative commentator Ann Coulter said yesterday that she won't vote for President Trump in 2020 if there is no border wall. But how are they going to get the votes for the border wall to keep the government open? Wasn't that a big issue in the first place, that even among Republicans, they don't have enough?
It is not clear that they will have the votes in even in the House to pass a spending bill that includes funding for the wall. You have a lot of members who aren't even around, who've been missing votes because this is a lame duck, and a lot of them don't have to be around. They're not coming back. And so it's not clear that you will have the votes in the House, but you certainly will not have the votes in the Senate for a border wall. So some of this, it's unclear whether the president is trying to send a message that he did all he could and yet Congress couldn't get it done. But it seems like right now the likelihood of him getting funding for this border wall is very low.
Well, and as we're speaking, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 600 points. It's another huge drop. It was already down today, but it dropped a lot more after we learned what Paul Ryan had to say today. What does happen in the event of a partial shutdown? Just remind us.
So it would only be certain agencies that would shut down, like the Department of Homeland Security, the Justice Department, USDA. Now, essential government workers would still be around. They would still have to work, but some other workers would be furloughed. And so basically you would just have issues with that this kind of major part of the government would kind of be running on kind of emergency measures. And so it would be an issue. And people would have to deal with the kind of repercussions of that. And we'll have to see who will blink first if it comes to that.
Now, I've been looking at social media and how people are responding. And one of the things that's come up is maybe this is a way to distract people. The president, you know, has had to deal with a lot of really bad news for his administration over the last 24 hours, not just by the reaction to pulling troops out of Syria, but also the Flynn sentencing this week, all of the things that have been going on with the Trump Foundation and that being dissolved. Are you hearing that as well from people?
There have been a lot of losses for President Trump. And one thing that he always pays attention to is his base. Mm-hmm. And so when he started probably seeing on Fox News and other places all of these complaints about him not getting this wall done, I think that he's likely responding to that. He doesn't want to be seen as caving on this kind of essential promise. And the White House has said this is an essential promise that the president made that he would get this wall built. But it just doesn't, at this point, you're at the end, you're in a lame duck Congress, right, and you have the House taking over. It's just not clear where the leverage comes from.
All right. We'll be watching to see what happens in Washington. Aisha Roscoe, White House reporter for NPR. Thank you.
Thank you.